न्यूज सर्विसेज डिवीजन ऑफ आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी।
गुड इवनिंग लिसनर्स, फ्रॉम द मिस्टी हिल्स ऑफ असम टू विज्ञान भवन इन न्यू दिल्ली, वेलकम टू आवर विंडो इनटू द वर्ल्ड ऑफ सिनेमा वेयर स्टोरीज फ्रॉम द नॉर्थ ईस्ट शाइन ब्राइटली। I'm Vinita Thakur, bringing you a special report on Assam's triumphant sweep at the 71st National Film Awards 2025. But tonight, as we celebrate these golden moments, a shadow lingers, the heartbreaking loss of Assam's musical heartbeat, Zubin Garg. At 52, Zubin's voice, that soul-stirring fusion of melody and emotion, has fallen silent, leaving a void that echoes through every Assamese heart. For the award winners and admirers gathered in Delhi, the joy was bittersweet, tinged with profound grief. Let's now revisit the triumphs and the tears. Rompi Das Roy, an ardent fan of Zubin, pays her tribute.
While I was a child, every afternoon our home echoed with his voice. The ones from Anamika and Mayabini wove their way through our tape recorder into our soul. I didn't just listen to his songs, I grew up with his music, I grew up with his voice. It wasn't just the music for me, honestly. It was my life itself. My childhood, my heartbreaks, my dream, they all carry echoes of his voice. Zubin was not just a singer for me, he was a home. His voice was the place we all ran to when the world was too heavy for me. Assam cried in every lane tonight. He gave ordinary people an extraordinary emotions. He was always there, right from our innocence to rebellion, from first love to last goodbye. Now that he is gone, festivals will never be the same again. The world may go silent, but for us, for me especially, he will always be singing. His songs are now my prayers. However, heaven must be celebrating tonight as one of its brightest and noblest soul returns. Rest to Zubin and Party Heart. Love you always.
Akashwani presenter Lipika Das remembers her friend Zubin.
Paid our last respects to our dearest friend Zubin Garg. It's actually very hard to put into words what it feels like to lose a dear friend who was also an extremely gifted musician, a fantastic human being. Zubin wasn't just someone the world admired on stage. He was not just the Ya Ali singer. He was much, much more than that. He was someone I was lucky enough to sit with, to talk about life and music, to laugh with, and to dream with. There is sudden emptiness all over Assam. Young, old, rich, poor, people from all walks of life flooded the Guwahati streets just to get a glimpse of our dear Zubin. He was a little wild at times. We have so many so many fond memories. He was also full of energy. And of course, unbelievably talented. Let me tell you, he sang in 40 languages. I'll always miss those conversations. I'll miss his spirit. At the same time, we know his songs will always stay with us forever. For me and for all those who knew Zubeen, he wasn't just a star. He was a friend first. And we will always carry that with us. Rest in peace, Zubeen Garg.
Now let's turn to the Northeast's remarkable success at the National Film Awards held on September 23 in New Delhi.
Shri Utpal Datta is awarded for his significant and wide-ranging critical writings on cinema, with a particular focus on Assamese language, where he explores its social, cultural and technical aspects.
सर्वश्रेष्ठ फिल्म समीक्षक का पुरस्कार प्राप्त कर रहे हैं श्री उत्पल दत्ता.
वी बिगिन विद अ वॉइस ऑफ रीजन एंड रिफ्लेक्शन. वेटरन फिल्म क्रिटिक उत्पल दत्ता वॉज अवॉर्डेड द स्वर्ण कमल फॉर बेस्ट फिल्म क्रिटिक. हिज इंसाइसिव एनालिसिस ऑफ इंडियन सिनेमा फाइनली अर्निंग द नेशनल रिकॉग्निशन इट सो रिचली डिजर्व्स.
So listeners, we are with Utpal Datta, and he has won the Best Critic Award, the National Award for this. And you being a radio person, you have to tell us, how does it feel?
Really, I should feel great. I think it is a blessing from God. I always love to speak myself as a radio person. And I must say that after joining radio, my writing has become simpler. Otherwise, I used to write full of rhetorics. But after joining radio, what I realized that I should write so clearly so that people could understand it with a single listening. So it influenced my entire writing, and those are reflected in my film criticism also. So my friends, my readers, they say that you write very simple but authentic.
Utpal, you have made some movies also, if I remember some.
Yes, I made some short movies. Those are mostly documentary. One is short film that is based on a poetry, and that was created in IFFI and several.
They got recognition, proper recognition. Yeah.
And I made one on one leading film journalist of Assam, Pavitra Kumar Deka. And recently I have completed one documentary on Harinayan Dutta Bora, a leading educator of Assam.
Please tell us something more about your future endeavors.
Basically, I'm a writer, and now I am concentrated on writing, as sort of my writings on cinema should be used for my future generation.
Correct.
So my main concentration is I should write for the students, basic college students. Nowadays, many educational institutes, universities, they have introduced film study in a small part or a full course, but they don't have much books. And I'm concentrated in writing those books.
Okay, that's a great thing. And I'm sure whoever reads that book will be benefited. And for you, sir, we wish you all the very best. And you being from our fraternity, from radio, we really feel proud that you have won this.
And I really feel happy that my work should be go to the public with radio, that organization with whom I work, from the Cornell Mail to ASD.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Shifting to the silver screen's lesser seen treasures, the Thai Fake language film Pai Tang, Step of Hope, directed by Prabal Kaund and produced by Naba Kumar Bhuya, won the Rajat Kamal for Best Film in the Language. That poignant tale of cultural identity and resilience resonated deeply, celebrating Assam's rich linguistic mosaic.
Paithang is recognized for shedding light on the plight of a vanishing tribe, documenting language loss, religious heritage, and identity through the journeys of its young protagonists and community elders.
और अब मैं फिल्म के निर्देशक श्री प्रबल खोंट को भी मंच पर आमंत्रित करती हूं सर्वश्रेष्ठ ताई थाके फीचर फिल्म पाइतांग के लिए राष्ट्र फिल्म पुरस्कार का सम्मान ग्रहण करने के लिए
इन द नॉन फीचर कैटेगरी लेंटीना आओ अ लाइट ऑन द ईस्टर्न होराइजन स्टूड आउट क्लिंचिंग द बेस्ट बायोग्राफिकल फिल्म अवार्ड डायरेक्टेड बाय संजीव परासर Co-directed by Neelakshi Medhi and produced by the National Film Development Corporation, this documentary honors Lentina Au, a pioneering Naga woman who brought healthcare and education to rural Nagaland in the 1950s.
सर्वश्रेष्ठ जीवनी ऐतिहासिक पुनर्निर्माण संकलन का पुरस्कार अंग्रेजी फिल्म लेंटिना आओ अ लाइट ऑन ईस्टर्न होराइजन को दिया जा रहा है निर्माता नेशनल फिल्म डेवलपमेंट कॉरपोरेशन लिमिटेड की ओर से श्री प्रकाश मगदुम मैनेजिंग डायरेक्टर एनएफडीसी राष्ट्र फिल्म पुरस्कार प्राप्त करने के लिए मंच पर पधारते
हैं
और इसी फिल्म के लिए निर्देशक श्री संजीव परासर को भी मंच पर आमंत्रित करती हूं राष्ट्र फिल्म पुरस्कार ग्रहण करने के लिए और साथ ही निर्देशक सुश्री नीलाक्षी मेधी को भी रजत कमल का सम्मान प्राप्त करने के लिए मंच पर आमंत्रित करती हूं
लेंटिना आओ अ लाइट ऑन ईस्टर्न होराइजन सेलिब्रेट्स अ वुमन फ्रॉम द रिमोट हिल्स ऑफ इंडियाज नॉर्थ ईस्ट हुज क्वाइट रेवोल्यूशन फॉर हर पीपल इज पावरफुली कन्वेड through cinematic simplicity.
Parasa speaking about the film was visibly emotional as he reflected on Zubeen Da's passing. He confessed that he had even considered skipping the award ceremony in light of the heartbreaking news.
I'm Sanjeev Parashar and my wife Neelakshi Medhi is also the co-director of the film. We have received the award for the best biographical film and it is on Lentina Au. She is the only Gandhian in Nagaland, and it is on the life and work of this lady. Yeah, and we are really honored to receive the award, and this is the probably best day of my life. But as you know, that Assam is mourning the demise of one of our greatest stars, and this is actually this is the you know this is very sad, you know. And I'm honored that I'm receiving this award, but at the same time, I'm receiving it with a heavy heart. That
So I mean, ever since this happened, I mean, even we are unable to accept it.
Actually, I was confused whether I should come or not. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have 5 awardees from Assam, and we are still in shock, and. Assam is in, you know, curfew kind of situation, and but people are not in their houses. They are still in the stadium where his body is kept. He was a great star.
Yes, and he was a great human.
He was a great human being. Great human being. वो सबका प्यारा था मतलब तुम कोई मतलब एक पोपर से लेके मतलब जितने भी बड़े बड़े आदमी हैं सब लोग उसको मतलब चाहते हैं
जीवन है राय क्यों है ने कोई
Reflecting on his journey, Parasar shared.
I was trained to be a cinematographer from the state-owned film institute in Assam, Dr. Bhupen Hazarika Regional Government Film and Television Institute. And my wife is also from the same batch, same department, cinematography. And actually, my area of interest is documentary filmmaking. And so I've been making documentaries since 2007. And I have made films for Films Division and other government organizations. And I am also a teacher of cinematography in the same film institute now. Yeah. So that's my journey. I'm just learning and teaching and also learning at the same time. Yeah.
So tell me something about
Lentina Au.
She was the first lady from her village to read up to class 6. And then she went to Jorhat. And she was trained as a midwife and in all the other activities of, you know, Gandhian activities. And she went back to her village in 1956. And she established Kasturba Gandhi Ashram. And but, you know, the situation in Nagaland in the mid-50s or late-50s, it was very difficult to perform. She was threatened, of course, by the underground forces. But the Naga society, the villagers, and they accepted her. And actually, her husband was also a Gandhian. He's no more. His name was Natwar Thakkar. He was from Gujarat. He went to the same village in 1956, and he established Gandhi Ashram. And both of them started working together. And as a midwife, she helped probably 3,000 ladies to give birth to their children. And she established Balwaris in those difficult times. You know, there was no transportation, nothing, no government help. And they established schools, and they established, you know, training centers for the physically handicapped. And still she's carrying on that, you know, work. And she's still active. She's 98 and she's still active. And they have established one great institution there, Mahatma Gandhi Institution of Human Development. And they are still working, the entire family. Actually, I came to know about her when I made a film, a small film on her husband, Natwar Thakkar. And when I was filming, I could see she was a silent character. She hardly speaks anything. But when I saw her, her sheer presence, you know, generated such a strong energy. Then I told my wife that one day I'll make a film on this lady. And she's the epitome of actually strength in that Naga society. Whenever there was a problem, she would walk up to the villagers and she would negotiate. And she knew that हमको करना है हम निकल जाएंगे मतलब ऐसा ही आज भी चल रहा है लेकिन द ब्यूटीफुल थिंग अबाउट दिस नागा सिविल सोसाइटी दे आर सो यू नो दोस पीपल आर रियली सिंपल ब्यूटीफुल एंड ग्रेट पीपल दे ऑलवेज एक्सेप्टेड देम व्हेनेवर दे वांटेड टू लीव द विलेज देयर वर थ्री असैसिनेशन अटेम्प्ट्स ऑन देम एंड यू नो समटाइम्स इट हैपेंस ना यू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग दैट नो आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू डू इट Whenever they thought like that, you know, but the villagers requested them to stay back. And that is their story, actually.
Assamese performer and dancer Shilpika Bordoloi captured hearts with her experimental meso-language film, Mao, The Spirit Dreams of Cherao, earning the Swarn Kamal for Best Debut Director Non-Feature.
Mao, The Spirit Dreams of Cherao is a uniquely aesthetic exploration of cultural roots through cinema, reviving the forgotten origin story of a popular traditional dance in a thought-provoking journey of identity and heritage.
A meditative exploration of bamboo's spiritual bond with humanity, the film left audiences spellbound. This journey from Assam's stages to Mizoram's dreams feels surreal. Bordoloi said, her win is a powerful reminder that passion knows no boundaries. In the category of Best Feature Film in languages other than those specified in the Schedule 8 of the Constitution, the award for Best Garo Film goes to
Rem Do Gittang. Scheduled bhashaon mein shamil hai Garo bhasha. सर्वश्रेष्ठ गारो फिल्म का पुरस्कार फिल्म रिम दो गितांग को दिया जा रहा है निर्माता एना फिल्म्स अनकोम बुद्धा और जॉयसे स्टूडियो की ओर से सुश्री इवा गुनमे रक्षक मारक को प्रदान किया जा रहा है सिल्वर लोटस।
The film is awarded for its immersive rural storytelling grounded in folklore and communal tension, exploring fear, prophecy, social division through the sensitive perspective of a 10-year-old boy.
Produced by Anna Films, Uncombed Buddha, the Joyce Studio, and directed by Dominic Megham Sangma, the film stands out for its immersive storytelling told through the sensitive eyes of a 10-year-old boy. Rim Dogitanga explores themes of fear, prophecy, and social division with striking emotional depth.
और तालियों से स्वागत करें फिल्म के निर्देशक श्री डोमिनिक मेगम सांगमा का, जो मंच पर पधार रहे हैं अपने राष्ट्रीय फिल्म पुरस्कार को ग्रहण करने के लिए। ये है सर्वश्रेष्ठ गारो फिल्म रिम दोगितांग।
एट द हार्ट ऑफ असम्स ट्रायम्फ्स स्टूड रोंगापटापु, 1982 क्राउन्ड बेस्ट असमीज फीचर फिल्म, डायरेक्टेड बाय आदित्यम साइकिया एंड प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय बीआरसी सिने प्रोडक्शन। दिस इवोकेटिव पोर्ट्रेट ऑफ 1980s असमीज लाइफ स्ट्रक अ डीप कॉर्ड अक्रॉस द नेशन।
ओए निया जाओ, मुश्किल होवे।
ওলাবর হল নাকি?
শেষ নিশা ওলাব।
With its Rajat Kamal win, the film marks a defining moment for Assamese cinema, proving that deeply local stories can resonate far beyond borders.
Devi Sachino, agla puraskar hai sarvashreshth Assamia film ka puraskar, aur असमी फिल्म रोंगापटापु 1982 का चयन किया गया है इस पुरस्कार के लिए। और फिल्म के लिए श्री अरुण कुमार राय को निर्माता बीआरसी सिने प्रोडक्शंस की तरफ से प्रदान किया जा रहा है रजत कमल।
Rongatapu 1982 brings to the screen with unflinching honesty a turbulent chapter in Assam's history, portraying migrant local tensions, social strife, grief through raw narrative realism.
Isi film ke nirdeshak Shri Adityam Saikia ko bhi manch par aamantrit karti hun apna Rajat Kamal grahan karne ke liye. Ye hai sarvashreshth Assamia film Rongatapu 1982.
Yeah, I am Adityam Saikia. So I am for Northeast Assam, so now based in Bombay. So basically, my movie got the award Best Assamese Movie category. So basically, this movie based on true event in 80s. So basically, my movie story is the elegance to how to change the demography of Assam and Assamese people's economic lifestyle since that time. So basically, the movie based on that event actually. It's based on true event.
Okay, and what was exactly your role other than being the director producer, like you said? Have you been into the writing of the script or casting? Or
Assamese film is a very small industry, so I did the writing and I did the story writing, script writing and direction, everything. Yeah.
As a tribute to Zubeen, Saikia hummed few lines from his beloved song Mayabini Ratir Bukut.
Mayabini রাতির বুকুর আরে আছে তোমার হপন। ইটস এ ভেরি হার্ড ফর মি অ্যাকচুয়ালি, ইজ লাইক এ গড ফর আস অ্যাকচুয়ালি, হি ইজ আওয়ার হার্ট, জুবিনদা ইজ আওয়ার হার্ট।
ধরা দিলা গোপনে আহি ইয়ার তো